Welcome in. In this Ableton Live lesson, we're building percussive edits that hint at ragga energy, but inside a modern drum and bass drum groove. No vocal samples required. The goal is rhythmic attitude, offbeat chops, quick answers, and tiny, punchy edits that make the drums feel like they're talking. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar rolling DNB drum loop with a solid kick and snare backbone, some swing in the hats, a reggae-leaning offbeat skank accent, and a little toolkit of jungle-style edits like reverses, flams, shaker bursts, and dub delay throws. And most importantly, you'll place those edits with real phrasing, so it feels arranged, not random. All right, open Ableton and let's set up clean and fast. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is totally fine, but let's lock 172 so we're all hearing the same pocket. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one Drums Rack. Name the second one Perk Edits Rack. Then create two return tracks. Return A is going to be dub delay. Return B is going to be small verb. On return A, load echo. If you don't have echo, regular delay works, but echo makes this really fun. Set the time to 1/8 dotted. That dotted bounce is a big part of the dub feel. Put feedback somewhere around 35 to 55%. Don't go crazy yet. We want a throw, not a wash. Use the filter inside echo, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. This is your no muddy delay rule. In drum and bass, low end in the delay is how you lose the mix in 5 seconds. Keep modulation super subtle, like 1 to 5%, just enough movement so it feels alive. And because it's a return, set dry wet to 100%. On return B, load reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, short and controlled. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the transient still hits clean. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Dry wet at 100%. Because again, return track. Cool. Now we build the foundation. This is important. Ragga energy hits hardest when the core groove is confident and simple. If the backbone is messy, your edits won't feel like style, they'll feel like confusion. Go to drums rack. Drop in a drum rack. Load a tight short kick. Load a cracky snare with a strong transient. Then a closed hat. Add a ride or shaker. And if you've got one, add a rim shot or woodblock. That's your little ragga flavored percussion. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. 2 bars is perfect, because DNB grooves often breathe across bar lines. Program your snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep that classic DNB anchor. Bar 1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Bar 2. Snare on 2.2 and 2.4. Now the kick. Start simple. Put 1 on the first downbeat. Then add a second kick to push into the snare. If you like that rolling drive, try a kick around beat 1.3 in bar 1. In bar 2, you can mirror it, and if you want extra momentum, add one more kick just before the snare. The exact placement is flexible. What matters is you can nod your head to it instantly. Now hats. Put your closed hat on steady 8th notes or light 16ths, depending on how busy you want it. Keep it controlled. This is not the part where we win the track. This is the part where we give ourselves a stable platform. Here's a quick Ableton feel upgrade. Open the groove pool and grab an MPC 16 swing, like 57 to 60. Apply it lightly, around 30 to 60%, but mainly to hats and shakers. Try not to swing the main snare. In DNB, that snare is your lighthouse. You can swing around it, but you don't want it drifting. Alright, now we add the ragga hint, the skank offbeat accent. This is huge. It's basically the reggae guitar chop, but translated into percussion. In your drum rack, take that rim shot, woodblock, short clave, anything with a clean tick and a bit of character. Program it on the offbeats, thans. So you'll place it on 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4 across 2 bars. If you're thinking in 8th notes, it's just the offbeat pulses. Now make it feel like a skank, not a robot. First, velocity. Alternate the hits, something like 80, then 100, then 85, then 110. The exact numbers don't matter. The idea is push and pull. Ragga attitude comes from these micro dynamics. Second, keep it short. If it's in simpler, put it in one shot and reduce the decay so it's tight. You want it to go tick, not tack. Third, tone shape. Put auto filter on that pad. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so it never fights your kick and sub later. If it needs presence, add a gentle peak around 1 to 3 kHz. Extra coach tip. For that laid-back reggae pocket, nudge the skank slightly late, not by a 16th note, just a few milliseconds. In Ableton, Zoom in and slide those skank notes back maybe 5 to 12 milliseconds. Keep the snare locked, keep the kick solid, and let the skank lean back. It's subtle, but it's a cheat code for vibe. Now we build the fun part, a dedicated perk edit rack. This is how you stop edits from turning into chaos. You're going to make a little set of one-shot tools you can drop in at phrase ends. Go to perk edits rack and add another drum rack. We're going to make a handful of pads, a shaker burst, a snare flam or drag, a reverse hit, a delay throw hit, a tape stop hit, and optionally, a tiny amen style fill, even if it's just made from your own kit. Teacher note, think question and answer, not more notes. Your skank is often the question. An edit is the answer. If you stack multiple answers at once, it stops reading as conversation and starts reading as clutter. Let's build the classic edit behaviors. First, shaker burst. On pad 1, load a shaker. In a MIDI clip, program a burst of 16th notes for one beat, or even half a beat. This is not a permanent layer, it's punctuation. Humanize it by varying velocities, like 65 to 90. Keep it moving. Add saturator on that pad. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This keeps it present without needing to turn it up. Optional. Add autopan with a rate of 1/8 and amount around 10 to 20%. Tiny movement, not dizzy stereo. Use this shaker burst at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. It's like a little whoosh of energy without adding a new instrument. Next, snare flam or drag. Duplicate your snare to another pad, so you're using the same family of sound. Pitch this duplicate slightly down, like minus 1 to minus 3 semitones. That gives you a response tone. Now program 2 quick hits right before the main snare. For example, just before beat 2, add a quiet hit, then a slightly louder hit, then the main snare lands loud on beat 2. The main snare must stay the loudest. Think velocity hierarchy. The main snare is the speaker, edits are ad-libs. A good starting point is main snare, around 115 to 127 velocity. Ghosts and flams around 40 to 90. Next, reverse hit for transitions. Copy a snare or perk hit and reverse the sample. Place it 1/8 or 1/4 note before a snare. That reverse leading into the snare is pure jungle language. Now high pass it aggressively, like 500 to 900 Hz. Because reverse sounds can bring a lot of low-mid whoomp that you do not want. Quick mixing rule, most edit pads should obey a no-lows policy. Put EQ8 on reverses, shaker bursts, throw hits, and just high-pass them. This keeps your low-end stable, which is the whole point of DNB. Now, the delay throw. This is where the dub energy lives. Choose a short rim or perk hit, something that reads clearly. Place it on an offbeat, somewhere it can answer the groove. Then automate the send to return a, the dub delay, for just that one hit, so the send is at zero, then it jumps to maybe 25 to 45% for the throw, then immediately back to zero. This is the one-hit dub move. You're not drowning the loop. You're flicking the delay like an accent. If you want to level this up in a beginner-safe way, you can make the delay return duck itself. On return A, after echo, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your main drum bus or your snare. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack, medium release. Now, every time the drums hit, the delay tucks underneath automatically. That means you can throw more often without wrecking clarity. Next, tape stop moment. Use it sparingly. Once per 16 bars is plenty. Here's a simple stock method. Take a tiny drum bounce, like a one beat fill, and consolidate it into audio. In clip view, open envelopes, choose clip, then transpose. Draw a pitch drop from 0 down to minus 12 or even minus 24, over a quarter to half a bar. That's your pull down. Then send a tiny bit to return B, your small reverb, so the stop doesn't feel like it hits a brick wall. Now we arrange. This is the secret sauce. Edits need phrasing. If you just sprinkle them randomly, it sounds like you're testing buttons. When you place them like phrases, it sounds like jungle. Here's a solid 8-bar structure you can loop twice for a 16-bar lesson result. Bars 1 to 2, basic groove only. Let the listener learn the pocket. Bars 3 to 4, introduce the skank offbeat and maybe one shaker burst near the end of bar 4. Bars 5 to 6, add one delay throw on an offbeat hit. Just one, make it feel like a response. Bars 7 to 8, add a reverse hit leading into a snare and a tiny fill into bar 9 if you're looping back. And keep a simple rule of thumb. Every 4 bars, do a small edit, like a shaker burst or flam. Every 8 bars, do a medium edit, like a reverse plus a fill. Every 16 bars, do a big moment, like a tape stop, a dropout, or a halftime tease. Extra coach concept that helps you write faster, Create edit lanes. Decide ahead of time where edits are allowed. For example, the last half beat of bar 4, the last beat of bar 8, and the last two beats of bar 16. When you do that, your loop starts sounding arranged almost immediately, even before you add bass. Now let's glue and control the drum bus so it hits clean. Group both racks together, drums and perk edits, into one drum group. On the drum group, add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8. Boom at 0 to 20, but be careful, because too much boom will blur your kick and DNB. Transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 to get snap back after saturation. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening. Then EQ8. If it's muddy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If your hats are harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep edits audible, but not louder than the groove. The edits should wink, not shout. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. Mistake 1. Too many edits too often. If everything is special, nothing is. Bass is part of the vibe. Mistake 2. Edits fighting the snare. Fills should generally be quieter than the main snare hits. Mistake 3. Delay throws with too much low end. Always high pass your delay return. Mistake 4. Overswinging the whole kit. Twing hats and shakers. Keep snares solid. Mistake 5. Long samples cluttering the groove. Raga energy is tight decay and fast punctuation. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, here are a couple quick moves. Make the skank darker by low-passing it to around 3 to 6 kHz, then add saturator for bite without fizz. Try ghost edits, like a shaker burst, but band-pass it so it's more felt than heard. Or replace the reggae chop vibe with metallic foley. Chain hits, bottle clicks, brushed metal, short and tight. It still implies ragger rhythm, but it sits in a heavier palette. And for arrangement energy, without adding notes, automate hat filter cutoff upward over 8 bars, or slightly increase reverb send on the skank in the last 2 bars of a phrase. Now, let's do a quick 15-minute practice run to lock this in. Build a clean 2-bar rolling drum loop. Kick, snare, hats. Add the skank offbeat percussion layer. Create 3 edits. 1 reverse hit, 1 shaker burst, and 1 dub delay throw with send automation. Arrange it into a 16-bar drum-only intro. Bars 1 to 8 minimal and gradually adding. Bars 9 to 16 introduce the edits every 4 bars. Then export a quick bounce and listen on repeat. This audio version is shortened for playback.